Hey guys, Lady Luck here. I just love the fall season. Crisp mornings, pumpkin spice latte, and it's the best time to cozy up and play Spin Quest. They have over 1,000 different slots in all my favorite casino-style games. And they're running a deal for all new players, a $30 coin package for just 10 bucks. So this fall, grab your favorite blanket, visit spinquest.com, and download the app today.
Spin Quest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.
Do we have Big Jeff on the line? Elijah?
How you guys doing?
There he is. Jeffrey Simmons now joins us here on the program. Jeff, how you doing? Thanks for doing this.
I'm great. You know, I'm feeling good. You know, just getting ready to face a great offense with a good running attack and, you know, just preparing the right way to try to stop this offense.
You're a young guy. For an older guy like me, can I ask you a really uncool question and let me get the cool answer? Because I really don't know. I want to know, but it's going to come off really uncool, and I get it. So I'm saying this up front. So when you got a sack on Sunday, was it that's you were hungry for a sack, or that sack was delicious? I don't know the answer to that. And like I said, that's uncool, but you're going to give the cool answer.
I think it was more delicious than anything. You know, I wasn't able, because, you know, coming into this game, I wasn't able to, you know, Thanksgiving was Thursday, you know, you hear from your strength coach, you got to make sure you watch your weight, make sure you, you know, don't eat too much. So I wasn't able to eat my favorite dessert, and that was pecan pie. And, I just had a little dessert with Philly Rivers, so it was pretty delicious.
Was it as good as pecan pie?
It was almost a little better, especially second. Philip Rivers, someone who do a lot of talking. So,
does he ever stop talking, or does he talk the entire time?
Yeah, when you especially got an offense like our offense and scoring all them points, and you up by 14-21, you know, that's when you hear less talking from Philip Rivers, yeah. And you know, they just make all day.
Okay. Well, by the way, just keep doing what you're doing. I enjoy that. I didn't know if it was, you know, that was delicious or you were just hungry for a second. But you don't look like a guy who's hungry much. But you just told us. the coaches kind of asked you to be a little bit hungry, right?
I do think we have to commend Jeffrey for making the sacrifice of pecan pie or whatever
your favorite
dessert. That is professional. That is big-time commitment.
Oh, I for sure. That was real commitment because normally I don't let – you can ask my mom, my sister, anyone, that I don't let too much come between me and pecan pie.
Can you eat the entire pie in one setting?
I probably – half of it. I'm going to say half for sure because I maybe a whole pie if I have like some type of – fruit juice on the side or something, you know, something else sweet to wash it down, make it go a little faster. But, you know, pecan pie, one of the things you want to keep coming back to throughout the day.
I like it. What's worked for you guys the last 2 weeks? Those were two really impressive wins on the road.
As Coach Reeves talks about with us, you know, our identity, and, you know, I think that our identity, is, especially on defense, is, you know, first off, just everyone doing their job. And, you know, by doing a little more and that's communicating and helping the guy next to you do his job even better. And just the communication on defensive side and, you know, everybody just having fun, honestly. You know, everybody flying around, you know, enjoying this game of football with one another. And it's like once you play for the person next to you, I think that's when greatest come at the end. And like I said, every time I step on the field, you know, I'm playing with passion for the guys next to me. And I think every time you step on the field and do that, you know, you're going to win because you're playing for the guy next to you.
I want to ask you about you, Jeffrey, because you came in under unique circumstances. You were coming off an ACL injury that Willie and I have both have had. We understand the rehab and what it takes to get back. Of course, we're just coming back to radio. You're coming back to start your professional career. So you were slower out of the gates because of that. And then the second half of the season, everything started coming together. But to have that full off season, to come in and play the entire year, think about when you first started and now you're a season and a half in and where you are now. What's the growth been like for you in your pro career?
It's been, I want to say, it's hard to find a word for that, but you know, I'm just blessed. You know, I'm blessed to have the people around me to help me out throughout my young career. You know, second year coming in, especially having a head coach like Mike Vrabel. You know, when I came in, you know, he was one of the guys who literally like taking me through drills during my rehab process, and you know, just sitting down, getting the extra me time with Coach T, Coach Vrabel. You know, stuff like that while rehabbing, even though I'm not playing. You know, just the expectations I had for myself, you know, things like that, it helped me out so much. And, you know, and the whole thing about that is just keeping your faith in God that, you know, he's not going to leave me wrong. He's going to put me in a position. And so far, I've been in that position that, you know, that everything just working out for itself, you know, everything working out perfect for me. And, you know, like I said, I still have so much growth to do. I know that I can be so much better on the field just by, you know, trusting the process with, you know, just watching film with Coach T, you know, getting that extra film study, him showing me, like, you could have made this play if you just did this. You could have made this play if you would have had your pad down. You know, stuff like that, just trusting the block, stuff like that, you know, that he trying to get, you know, into my game, and me taking that coaching is just going to help me take that next step in my game. And like I said, I'm just keep trusting that process with them, with these coaches here, with the Titans and the organization. And, you know, so far, you know, it's just been panning out great for me, and I don't plan to stop now. So,
Jeffrey Simmons, a.k.a. Big Jeff, on the line with us. Last thing on my end. You just said what the coaches have talked to you about what you could do. Well, what do you think when you evaluate Jeffrey Simmons, what do you think can take you to that next level in this league? What do you think you need to work on the most?
Honestly, I'm all about taking that coaching. And, you know, once you get it from a coach who's been doing it for so long, especially just coming from Brave, I'm speaking on Brave right now, once you get a coach who done it and now they coaching it, and then you got a guy like Coach T, who been coached some of the best D tackles in his game, you see exactly what they talking about. Because, you know, I remember just like, you know, play like Coach T showed me, like, if you just do this, because I think it was like early in the year when I actually played the same exact block that I got the first time against the Colts. So if you play like this, you're going to make that play. And I remember playing that block and just, you know, trying to get penetration and knock the guard back the second time we played the Colts. You know, it's just stuff like that. When you take the coaching and see it, and you go back to the old game and you just be like, okay, this is exactly what he was talking about. You know, I see stuff like that. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, I know for a fact that I could be better on, just like, you know, sometimes I want to make so many plays, you know, I get so nosy and start peeking for the ball and stuff like that. I could just, you know, trust the block that the O-lineman giving me because, you know, like I said, whatever way the old offensive line going, that's the most likely the ball coming. So once I just trust that, you know, just because, like I said, I'm one of the guys who want to make every play. You know, I love making plays, and that's who I am. I just want to, you know, be dominant. And but at the same time, you know, you have to do your job because, you know, as you hear so much, you know, or you see it throughout the league, guys jumping out their gap, this and that. So, you know, me just trusting the block that I'm getting and, you know, my pad level, this and that, you know, making sure I'm good with my hands, stuff like that. And I'm constantly every week trying to work on it just to be the best, you know, defensive lineman in this league. So,
Jeffrey Simmons on the line with us, Tennessee Titans defensive lineman. So in that, in your development, and it's hard to believe that you're only in your second year, and I think you've just surpassed 16 games a couple of games ago. How much has somebody like Daquan, or even last year with Jarrell, how did they help you kind of develop of being playing alongside those guys?
It helped a lot, especially this year, you know, without, you know, Jarrell, who, you know, played longer than me and Daquan. So, you know, just having Daquan, who always, you know, even, you know, we actually chatted a question. That's how much, you know, we trying to work together as a defensive line group. And, you know, having him, who's been playing in this league for, you know, quite a few years, you know, it's always helpful for him to be like, okay, you see this is what you're going to get. You know, he one of the guys who want to know what the whole defense doing. And sometimes I joke around with him, be like, why are you trying to know what the safety doing on this play? And when you talk with the guy like that, and when you hear the answer to a question like that, it make you respect them and make you want to learn the whole defense as well. Like, because, like I said, if you know what cover you're in, if we know we have to get to the quarterback a little faster, stuff like that helped the defense out, and it helped us be better as a whole on defense. So, you know, just having guys like Daquan this year, man, it's just been a, you know, honor to still have a vet on the defensive line to help me out, especially when things going, you know, shaky for me. You know, even when I'm getting doubled, you know, I can depend on Daquan to make that play. When he getting doubled, he can depend on me to make that play. And that's just, you know, I think that's a great thing to have on your defensive line. So.
We're talking to Jeffrey Simmons. Jeffrey, I know your time is short here, but just based on what you said last year about the experience you went through that Darren just asked you about, I'm curious if you've had any words of encouragement for Isaiah Wilson, who's been doing some similar things. You know, he had the COVID list. He's had some things that set him back. He's had to do the work behind the scenes to try to catch up, and he's got to look big picture and know that someday he's going to be a big part of this thing. What are the conversations between the two of you been like, and what have you tried to do to encourage him?
I mean, you guys know Isaiah. I mean, we drafted him for a reason. You know, we drafted him because he has so much potential, and, you know, I see it every day, no matter what it is, because I'm going against him, especially, you know, when he's giving guys a look in practice. You know, I see so much potential in that guy, and that's what I tell him all the time. I say, man, you have so much potential, you know. Whenever your time comes, I'm sure he's going to take full advantage of it, and, you know, everyone knows around here, Isaiah has so much potential. I mean, he has got better, you know, gotten in shape. I mean, he's one of the biggest guys on the team. So, like I said, I just, you know, I can't wait to see him take advantage and whenever he do get the opportunity. And that's exactly what I tell him, man. I mean, that's one of the things I told myself during my process, you know, control what I control, and that's how I attack everything, no matter what it is, and just how you attack life, you know. And that's, like I said, that's what I told him as well. You know, just control what's in front of you, control what you control, and everything else is going to fall in place.
As we wrap this up, I got to ask, did A.J. Brown give you a little grief about the Egg Bowl? Huh?
It was fine. I mean, we'll
those mouthy wide receivers.
You know, we can't really talk about that game right now. I'm still a little salty because for one, it's supposed to have been on Thanksgiving. You know,
they
kind of messed that up for me.
Yes.
Two, you know, we end up losing against Ole Miss. So it's kind of one of them things where, all right, we're not going to talk about it until next year. So,
Jeff, yeah,
that may have, by the way, it may have been a good thing it wasn't on, you know, Thanksgiving night, because that may have have been even tougher to stay away from the pecan pie, right? You got the Egg Bowl, pecan pie. That would have been a good combo.
Yeah, because even when I was in my room watching it Saturday night, I was up walking around every time we missed or didn't stop them from scoring. So I probably would have walked to the kitchen every time.
Oh, good stuff. Hey, always good to talk to you. Go get the Browns this week and keep up the good work. We'll talk to you down the road.
Yes, I will. Thank you, guys.
All right. That is Jeffrey Simmons, a.k.a. Big Jeff.
How great was that?
That was awesome. Fantastic.
I kid you,
what an engaging guy.
I kid you guys not. So my grandfather went to Mississippi State, and so I have a few Mississippi State things that he would get for me and everything. And this morning I got up and pulled a T-shirt, just a random T-shirt out, and it was the Mississippi State T-shirt. So that's what I'm wearing today. And
then Really?
Yeah. And then we have Big Jeff on.
Did anybody else think that when he got the sack of Phillip Rivers? Like, I wonder was he – because, you know, at first it looks like he's hungry. I mean, I'm like, Big Jeff doesn't look like he's hungry.
No.
You know, maybe he was just saying that was good. That tastes good, that sack of Phillip Rivers. Did anybody else have that thought or not?
I just love how his mind went to the pecan pie.
I know. It was great. It was great.
That was great.
Hey, those defensive linemen, they can eat now.
I was surprised that he said he could only eat half of a pie in one setting.
Yeah, you guys remember Joe Salavea, right?
Oh, yes.
Of course.
Early days. So when they had the training facility out in Bellevue, my dad's restaurant was right across the street, and so a lot of the players would come over after practice and get food on the way home. So one night I'm working, get a call. It's Joe Salavea. He makes his order, and he got done with his part. And it was already like $70 worth of food. And he goes, oh, and my wife wants a salad. And he pulls up, and I hand him like four bags of food. I go, are you sharing? He goes, hell no, I'm hungry.
That is so funny. I have a great Joe Salavea. Well, it's not really a Joe Salavea story, but that brings to mind, I used to keep stats for whoever, you know, sometimes it would be in the TV booth, sometimes it would be for the opposing radio booth. And I did a Titans Buccaneers game in it was usually the visiting radio. So the great Gene Deckerhoff, who was a hilarious guy and a great announcer, he does the Buccaneers and Florida State.
We've had him on several times, yeah.
Yes. I mean, he's a great character. So he kept mispronouncing Joe's name. He kept calling him Salavia. And I had, you know, you don't want to, you know.
Right.
We have so much respect for
Gene. It's a legendary
voice. So, like,
yes.
So I tried to be really nice and say, Gene, just so you know, it's Salavia. And so finally he made another tackle. Joe was having a great game. And he said, here's the tackle by Joe Salavia. And then he said, oh, I mean Salavia. He goes, I can't pronounce the guy's name, and he keeps making all the tackles. I mean, he's a little bit of a homer, not in a bad way, though. It's like he's just enthusiastic for his team. He says nothing bad about the other team. It was a great memorable thing, but what a great story. Every time Joe Salavea's name comes up, I think of that.
Yep. I think of that story that I told of all the food that he came by all the time.
Oh,
I mean, it was
and a salad for my wife.
My wife wants a salad.
That's funny. Adam Schefter is reporting that Steelers center Marquise Pouncey, put on COVID list, reserve Ooh. COVID list, will not play tonight. How about that? Or today?
Are they going to play this game?
Yeah, they're going
to
play it.
They are bound to.
They are playing it. They are playing this game. All right. I want to talk to you about some college hoops. Last night was a big college hoops night. I'm not going to give you the recap because Kentucky lost to Kansas. But Michigan State did beat Duke. But it was a good college basketball night. Well, there's a big tilt coming in Gonzaga and Baylor. And they're going to go toe-to-toe maybe for the top ranking in college basketball. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is going to give all you college basketball fans who sign up right now a chance to win $100 when betting on either Gonzaga or Baylor to win this big matchup. Plus, you'll get a deposit bonus up to $1,000 when signing up and using the promo code 1025GAME. 1025 game. Remember that. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use that promo code. And when you sign up, and you get to turn $1, yep, $1 into $100 when you bet on either Gonzaga or Baylor to win. That code again, 1025 game. During the sign-up process for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook, remember, you must be 21 years of age or older, Tennessee only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and needs help, you can call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. I just love the fall season. Crisp mornings, pumpkin spice latte, and it's the best time to cozy up and play Spin Quest. They have over 1,000 different slots in all my favorite casino style games. And they're running a deal for all new players, a $30 coin package for just $10. So this fall, grab your favorite blanket, visit SpinQuest.com, and download the app today.
Spin Quest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.